All right, we'll reconvene the commission meeting, and what we're going to do, since a couple of commissioners have to leave early today, is we'll put all the action items up front, and that'll be, for those of you who are waiting for an item, will be item 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. So we'll begin with item 9, if we could get, I'm sure the staff's all ready. Mike Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. I'm Mike Berger, Director of Wildlife Division, here today to discuss proposed changes to regulations governing public hunting lands for the upcoming 2007-2008 season, including public comments, also the candidate state parks proposed for public hunting access, and the establishment of an open season for hunting on state lands. The first is a housekeeping. Several of these are housekeeping items. The first of these is an amendment regarding the off-highway vehicle fee, which was established to purchase, develop, and maintain ORV trails to be operated by the department, and our intent with that was to provide funding for true off-road vehicle enthusiasts to fund these trails. The department has determined that the use of mobility-enhancing conveyances by disabled persons participating in activities on public hunting lands is not consistent with that intent and should not be subject to the use fee. The second housekeeping item has to do with the next three actually to do with something necessary to comply with a federal requirement, the special access permit. This would create a special access permit on specific state parks or parts of state parks on specific dates for persons who have been selected for public hunting privileges. As I said, this amendment is necessary to comply with federal requirements to keep funds from access to state parks separate from funds for access to wildlife management areas. And this proposed amendment would acknowledge that by rule. Related to that is another amendment to the Public Lands Proclamation that would conform the language of that section as necessary to reflect the application of the provisions to the special access permit that we just discussed in the previous slide. This is where the fees and regulations are authorized concerning the application process for permits on public hunting lands. And the third part of that moves to the State Parks Proclamation, but it creates the access permit fee for access to state parks for persons who have been selected to participate in public hunting. It establishes those fees at $75 for up to 3 days and $125 for more than 3 days, usually no more than 5 days. On those items, we have had public comment. I believe there are 21 people who have commented publicly. 16 of those were in favor, and the others were opposed, generally because they were opposed to public hunting on the wildlife management areas. There are also 39 candidate state parks proposed for hunting in the upcoming 2007-08 season. The list of parks are provided in Exhibit C in your booklets. All 39 of these state parks were hunted last year, and only your permission, again, is necessary to open these to public hunting this year. Also, in order to conduct hunts on public hunting lands, the commission is required to establish an open season for hunting on public lands each year, and this season would run from September 1st, 2007 to August 31st, 2008. So our first recommendation is that this would provide for the definition of the special access permit and establish the regulations for the fees and establish the fees in the parks proclamation. It also provides for the exception of handicapped hunters from the requirement of the off-highway vehicle decal. Two other recommendations, that the commission would authorize an open hunting season on public hunting lands to run from September 1st, 2007 to August 31st, 2008, and that the commission would authorize the hunting activities designated in Exhibit C to be conducted on the listed units of the state park system. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Mike, concerning the 39 listed on Exhibit C.
Yes, sir.
I mean, do we continue to look at more possibilities to hunt on state land, public land?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And there were 42 state parks that were open to public hunting last year, so it's reduced by a few, and it's for various reasons. One, because we hunted one as two units last year, it's one unit this year, so that's a...
Okay.
Another one, they need to leave the area available for burning, for prescribed burns, so that one, that's a Devil's Sinkhole, would be closed. There's road construction in progress at the Guadalupe North unit, and the staff did not propose hunts at Pernales Falls on the unit, the annex unit this year.
So just various reasons for
Reasons for not doing that, but we're always working to try to get more units available for public hunting.
Yeah, as I was going to say, I would encourage
you. We do this year have more youth opportunities this year. Those are up 61 places in youth opportunities last year.
Good. Okay. That's what I'd like to encourage that. Thanks.
Mr. Berger?
Sir.
What about Palo Duro? Is it among the groups that we use for public hunting?
I did not have that list in front of me there. I cannot recall whether Palo Duro is one of the open. No, no hunting at Palo Duro.
Cap Rock either?
Cap Rock. I know that Cap Rock does have an Audad hunt, and I believe they have a mule deer hunt at Cap Rock Canyons as well.
Shows mule deer and feral hogs, exotic feral hogs, and a youth-only quail at Cap Rock. It's on the back of that.
For Cap Rock?
For Cap Rock.
Yes.
Couldn't
tell you unless it's just public is there a lot. And
so it's not practical to close Palo Duro because it's not taking
place. That would be my thought on that. I can find a more specific answer for you.
I don't think we have that information necessarily. We can get that to the commission.
Well, I think Mr. Holden's at this point, where we draw that line. If we dispute art near a city,
right,
have a lot of public hunting opportunities, and then I get more WMA.
Right, Gene Howe is over at. No.
No.
Okay, Mr. Paul, I think there'd be something for future reasons to show us the criteria we need.
Okay.
So you can tell me whether or not you're going to have money.
We can do that.
Have a motion on this?
So moved.
Moved by the first and second by Holt, all in favor of aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.